Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, we send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Nicholas plans to attend Heartland Community College to continue his baseball career and then hope to move on to a four-year school to continue after that. Senior Nicholas Fields.
National Anthem, Galesburg High Pep Band. Let's send it to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Moline Maroons.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the Maroons, a 5'3 freshman, number 13, Cadence Tatum. A 5'9 junior, number 14, Amari Davis. A 5'8 sophomore, number 32, Braylee Trice. A 5'10 senior, number 34, Megan Pittington. And a 5'10 junior, number 43, Sierra McAmee. Maroons coached by Tracy St. Amour, assisted by Russ Kukin and Kevin Imes. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7 sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7 senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'7 senior, number 42, Deja Range. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups. By the way, I want to send a shout-out to Nick Fields, who raised a flag here tonight, baseball and basketball player for the Streaks. His grandparents, Joe and Mary Vega, couldn't be here tonight. So a shout-out to Joe and Mary, and I know they're proud of Nick and his brothers and everything they've done. And Nick, another outstanding athlete here at Galesburg High School. Good student, good kid as well. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers trimmed in black and silver. The Maroons in their road maroon, white numbers trimmed in white. Stepping into the center circle, Deja Range for the Streaks at 5'7", and it is CC McNamee for Moline at 5'10". Streaks win the tip. This is Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Underway here, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, right wing. Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Chloe McCarthy, nice back door to Riley Jenkins, left side, lays it up and in.
Well, and what was great about that, Tom, was that it was a pass fake by Chloe, and they took advantage of the over-aggressive maroon defender. And nice shot, nice cut by Riley to get back door on it.
And we've talked about that time and time again. When a defensive is that aggressive or over-aggressive, you have to take advantage. And first play, first time down the court, they did. Top of the key, this is Candace Tatum, the freshman point guard, out high right side. It goes to Braylee Trice. Trice tried to get inside to Pittington, knocked away by Chloe McCarthy, and Kelsey Legg came away with it. Now it's Riley Jenkins behind the back across midcourt.
Got to be careful with that offhand.
Yeah. Well, and I understand why she did it, because she was getting bumped, and I'm not sure what you do. You kind of just have to bar the arm out there without pushing off, and because it was Tatum that was bumping her out there. It looks like they're going to kind of let him play. Deja Range, Riley Jenkins out high left side to Chloe McCarthy, posted up, steps back, kicks out to Andrea Sampson, right wing, dribbles baseline, pulls up with a five-footer, rolls off, no good. Deja with a weak side rebound, up off the glass and in. Good start for the Streaks. Nice drive by Andrea, couldn't get it involved. Deja there for the offensive rebound and putback. 4-0 Streaks, 6.5 minutes to play first quarter. With the basketball, it is Trice, left side, and we're going to have a push call against Kelsey. Kelsey Legg. That's the first foul of the basketball game.
It's interesting because he put his arm out as if it was an arm bar, and usually that's called on the offense.
Yeah. It'll be Tatum to inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Trice. Actually,
that should be streak ball.
Legg. Oh, yeah, no, it went off of Braylee Trice left, 5A sophomore. That's the one thing that Coach Santamore said in the pregame, that what they're really struggling with is turnovers with this young team.
Yeah, Kelsey did a nice job. She got her hand in there. She tipped the ball, and then Trice went to try to get it, and it went off her hands out of bounds.
Kelsey dribbles, undercut, and scooped the shot up, couldn't hit. But there's Deja for a rebound and put back again. Deja really active on the boards to start tonight against a team with a couple of girls between the two of them averaging over 22 rebounds a game. Nice job by Deja again. A good drive by Kelsey Legg. Thought there was some contact there.
Well, I'm going to count it as a missed shot. Kelsey probably want that as the assist, but you called it as a missed shot. It looked like a missed shot, so we'll take the assist away. Give Deja the rebound.
This is Tatum, gets knocked away. It's going to go back to the Maroons. 5:50 to play first quarter. Streaks jump out to a 6-0 lead on the Moline Maroons.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we talked off the air in the pregame show that this was the kind of start we thought maybe Moline would have, and there's another turnover.
As it was Amari Davis, a 5'9 junior, took more than a step and a half before she put the ball on the floor. And I was kind of worried about their four-court pressure, but it's just straight man-to-man. And I think Riley just proved right there, and among others, Kelsey, they have no problem getting past a man-to-man defender. Nice backdoor pass again. Riley to Kelsey, left side, lays it up and in.
Again, just the over-pursuit of the defender is opening it up for the back door for the Streaks.
8-0 Streaks, 5.5 to play. Ooh, now a foul. Wow. Passed over the top to Pittington, and they're going to say Chloe got a hand, or was it Andrea? Who are they calling on? Nope, Chloe McCarthy. I didn't see that. She reached up. The pass went over the top. They're going to say Chloe got a piece of her. That's two team fouls on the Streaks. 5:23 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 8-0. First substitution of the game, freshman Caroline Hazen in, 5-4.
Another turnover.
Now a steal on the inbound. It is Kelsey Legg down the right side, lays it up, can't hit, but a foul is going to be called on
that
Hazen.
Freshman.
Hazen just in, and again, the Streaks being aggressive. That's something Coach Massey talked about also. This Moline team was really aggressive going to the basket. Streaks have come out and played like Moline normally plays, crashing the boards and getting a couple of putbacks on offensive rebounds.
Well, I'm kind of surprised with how the Streaks have blitzed Moline out of the from the tip here, that we haven't seen a timeout yet from Coach Santamore just to calm her girls down.
First free throw by Kelsey, no good. Second one is up. That one misses as well, and the rebound comes down to
Trice
for the Maroons.
Can't miss free throws.
Down on the right block, it goes to Pittington. Now she'll kick it down the left baseline to Hazen. She drives in, missed an easy shot, and the rebound's going to go off. Oh, they're going to give it to the Streaks.
Whoa.
Wow. We thought it went off Riley Jenkins.
I don't think we have to say we thought it did.
Yeah,
went off Riley.
But he said it went off Hazen last because Riley was facing the baseline, Hazen facing the other way, and the ball went toward the baseline. That's the way Riley's arm was going.
Basically what happened is it came down sharply off the rim, and Riley tried to protect her face, and it went off her arms.
Trice with the steal. Streaks tried to go to the well one too many times. Riley tried to go back door to Andrea Sampson.
And they're going
to
call on the floor.
Oh, wow. And Kelsey Legg, that's her second. But, yeah, Kelsey tried to go backdoor to Andrea Sampson, and Pittington was waiting for her that time. She'd gotten past her defender, but Pittington helped from the weak side.
It's the second foul on Kelsey Legg, so she'll hit the bench.
Kaylee Miller checks in. And it goes to Pittington in the paint, puts it up and in. First basket for the Maroons comes at the 4:44 mark here the first quarter, 8-2 streaks. Well, this Moline team's not going to roll over and die down 8-0. And now a nice drive by Riley Jenkins, shot partially blocked by, that was McNamee, but Riley gets the offensive rebound, but her pass outside stolen away by Hazen. Hazen down the left side, drives in, lays it up and got it. So just like that, it's 8-4.
Well, she missed the first layup she had down there on that side of the basket pretty badly, but Hazen was able to make that one.
Now Riley drives again, lays it up,
wow.
Got it! Wow, right up the backs of the Maroon defenders. Riley Jenkins all the way to the basket, even fell to the floor, 10-4 streaks, just over 4 minutes to play first quarter.
Well, Riley's got to keep doing it because Coach Anna Moore has Tatum guarding her full court. She can't guard her full court. So Riley just zooms faster, and then nobody stops ball.
Over the top to Pittington. Nice help defense. Andrea Sampson diving after now. Three up and no good by Trice. And the streaks come away with it. 3:45 to play first quarter. Left wing, Kaylee Miller. Chloe McCarthy running the floor. Puts it up, partially blocked. The rebound goes to the floor. Loose ball. And coming away with it is McNamee for Moline. To Hazen. Hazen right side. Top of the key it goes to the other freshman, Tatum. Now it's Trice on the left wing. Trice looks over the defense, gives to Hazen out high right side. Hazen on the dribble, penetrates, free throw line, kicks it over to left wing to Pittington. Back to Hazen, top of the key, working against Kaylee Miller. Penetrates, lost the handle on it. Pittington picks it up in the paint, 12-footer up and no good, and McNamee goes over the back of Deja Range to knock the rebound away. Coming away with it was Tatum. Out it goes to Pittington. Now down to McNamee on the right block, kicks out to Tatum.
Wow.
Three-pointers and air ball, and Kaylee Miller comes away with a rebound.
Almost hit the rafters.
Now it's Riley Jenkins under 3 minutes to play. First quarter, streaks lead 10-4. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy to Riley Jenkins. Riley dribbles right, gives to Andrea on the right wing. Andrea Sampson fakes right, goes left, back to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. She'll dribble left, gets picked from Deja, got away with one there. A nice drive, and now a push is going to be called on McNamee as Riley went up for the shot. McNamee got the body up into her. That's going to be the first foul on Moline in the basketball game. Riley Jenkins to the free throw line with two shots.
Second foul because Hazen had that one earlier.
Sorry, that's right. Had not marked that one down. Hazen with the foul. 2:35 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-4. Riley Jenkins, the freshman at the free throw line, or sophomore, excuse me, rolls around, used all the rim, and that one fell through. She's got 5 points already. Lauren Livingston, the sophomore, checks in. She'll give Deja Range a break. Also, Chelsea Stevenson in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. 11-4 streaks. Second one for Riley Jenkins. Up, and that one is short. And McNamee goes over the top for the rebound. Outlet to Tatum. Tatum on the run, right side. Over the top, tried to too far to Pittington, but Hazen comes away with it. Right wing it goes to Kelsey Curtis, a 5'5 junior, and she traveled with it.
Five turnovers now for the Maroons.
Streaks are doing a really good job of getting around, not only fronting their bigs, but help from the weak side, and they're having trouble getting it into them. 2:22 to play first quarter. Also in for, I guess Hazen's in there. She's guarding Riley Jenkins now. Now a push is going to be called on Hazen or Curtis.
Coach Santa Moore is going to lose every one of her players that guards Riley because Riley just keeps flying by everyone, and so somebody's either got to pick up a foul or they're giving up layups. I'm just kind of surprised that she keeps with this pressure. You know, it's one thing if you have the inbounds defender go and get a trap there, but they're not trapping. They're just trying to go straight man-to-man.
Two fouls on Hazen now. As Andrea Sampson checks back in, and the inbound pass stolen away by Hazen.
Throw that one.
Nice pass over the top to her fellow freshman, Tatum. She missed the shot, but the rebound came down to Davis, Amara Davis, who's back in. Now three-pointer left wing, no good by Curtis, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it for the streaks. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Chelsea Stevenson left baseline, dribbles out to the wing, gives to Riley Jenkins. She'll set up for the streaks. To Lauren Livingston out high left side. Now Deja Range, top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Give and go to Lauren Livingston down on the right block, up off the glass and good. Kind of took a bump from Davis there, kind of faded back a little bit, puts it up and in. Make it 13-4 streaks. Davis to Pittington down on the right block. Nice defense by Deja Range, and Pittington missed it. Weak side rebound, Andrea Sampson. Andrea brings it out herself. Nice block out by Andrea that time. Great defense. Deja did everything she could on Pittington that time. Bodied up on her, was straight up and down, and Pittington couldn't hit the shot. Now we've got another push. Moving screen.
Moving screen on Lauren Livingston.
Okay.
Yeah, the Shrieks have done that a number of times, and they finally got caught for it. And Tom, this is the point you usually make. That one was actually on Riley Jenkins because she went wide around the screen, and so Lauren tried to lean into it a little bit and ends up picking up the foul.
Yeah, when they're setting the pick for you, you got to use the pick and go shoulder to shoulder with that person setting the pick because the whole point is to lose your defender in that pick. Right side, McNamee. Nice defense again by Deja, cutting her off going baseline. Now to Curtis. Now Deja with a steal.
What a steal. She's picked her pocket.
Absolutely. Kelsey Legback and Andrea Sampson right wing. Fires a three. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Tipped by Lauren Livingston. Deja comes up with it. Goes right side. Kicks out to Andrea. Top of the key. Nice hustle again on the offensive glass by the Streaks.
Deja, three offensive rebounds so far in this one.
Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Out high left side. Kelsey Legg. Now right wing. Goes back to Andrea.
Wow. Now, if you're going to call the moving screen, you got to call right there.
Yeah,
it was Price pushing Lauren out of the way.
Yeah,
can't have it one way. You got to call it both ways.
Yeah, Kelsey just missed Lauren going back door that time, but the defender was right up on her. Now Kelsey gets tripped up, and that's going to go against Amari Davis, the 5'9 junior. That's her first foul. 14 fouls now on Moline with 34.9 to play first quarter. I think Andrea Sampson took a shot, I don't know, to the face or what. She's kind of doubled over. She's up and ready now. The official asked her if she's okay, and she said yes. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing, gets a pick, dribbles out, gets to Deja Range between the circles, right wing, Kelsey Legg. 24 seconds play. Lauren Livingston with it. Now it's Andrea Sampson out high left side to Deja, top of the key. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson, drives
nice
baseline, leans in, up off the glass, and short. Rebound tapped out, and Deja comes away with it and gets bumped, and the foul is going to go against Kelsey Curtis, and that is the 15 foul now on Moline.
Chelsea just did something you try to really push players to do, and her defender was up on her. She ripped the ball through, so she went from high shoulder all the way to her strong side and drove through, got by her defender on baseline, and took it all the way in. It was a very nice move, and what she did with her left leg was seal off the defender.
Three-pointer, Chloe McCarthy is no good. Ball falls out of bounds, and Moline will bring it the other way. Whitney Taylor in for the Maroons, 5'4 junior.
Streaks got to get up and play defense here. 7/10 of a second. You don't want them to get the ball anywhere near half court. Make them chuck this.
And
nope,
the shot wouldn't
get it
count anyway.
No way.
We played one quarter of basketball. A good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It's Galesburg 13, Moline 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no! No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have. They're going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care.
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
8 minutes in the books in this Western Big Six contest at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 13-4. Moline with the basketball to start the second quarter. Left wing, this is Taylor with it. Now to Curtis out high left side. Inside, knocked away, and Kelsey Legg got a hand on it. Then Deja Range came away with a steal.
And again, Streaks fronting the post. It's as if Moline has never seen their post players get fronted before. They don't know how to deal with it.
Riley Jenkins, Chloe McCarthy down on left block, leans in up off the glass and good. Nice job over the outstretched arms of Braylee Trice. Chloe McCarthy's first basket and make it 15-4 Streaks. Now a long three-pointer out to high by Trice is no good. Rebound, knocked away. I thought there was some contact there. And it was coming away with it was Taylor. Now we've got a foul in the paint as, was it a travel? What'd they call?
I was trying to look down at my score.
Book. Yeah, I thought because Davis was driving in, I thought they called a foul, but that apparently must have been a travel. I don't know
what
happened.
Well, that's the 8th turnover for the Maroons.
Streaks easily break the full court press. Riley Jenkins down the right side, leans in, gets pushed, no call, wow. Puts it up off the glass and in. She's looking at the officials like, where's the call on that one? She got bodied up and still somehow got the shot up and in.
And she's playing strong right now.
She's got 7, make it 17-4 streak, 7 minutes to play first half. Amari Davis, top of the key, dribbles right wing, it goes to Tatum.
Well, you know, right now, Riley's playing like she's a senior. She's out there making all the right decisions. I don't think there's been one decision she's made, maybe going a little wide around a pick, but that's about it, that I've thought that she was a little off on her decision-making.
Three-pointer no good by Taylor. Deja ran the rebound down, but they say she stepped on the baseline, so it goes back to Moline. And honestly, comparing her with the two freshmen from Moline, she's doing a much better job of handling the basketball and running her team. Trice drives in. Nice move. Runner up off the glass and in. Braylee Trice with her first basket. And it's 17-6 streak. 6.5 minutes to play first half. Riley across midcourt. Got doubled up there and able to keep her dribble. Now she gets tied up. Possession arrow points to the streak.
She's got to see that because what happened was she lost the handle on the ball. And Chloe's defender came over. And you know, part of that's on Chloe, too. You got to start yelling double.
Yeah.
So she knows that the double team's coming. And she didn't see it coming. And then that's how she got tied up.
Inbound to Riley.
Somebody's wide open.
Yeah, right baseline. Now to Deja. She'll drive down the right side. Leans in. Puts it up. Can't hit. And a blocking call is going to go against Whitney Taylor. And that's going to send Deja Range to the free throw line for 2 shots. And after this, Streaks will be shooting the rest of the first half. 6:21 to play. And
Who did we play? Was it Canton last weekend? Or maybe it was Limestone the week before where we got them in foul trouble really early on and then we didn't take advantage. We didn't
I think that was the Limestone game.
Was it the Limestone game? Streaks have got to identify this now and really push the issue.
Deja can't hit either end of that one, and coming away with it is Davis for Moline. Now it's Trice out high right side. Goes to the top of the key, left wing to Taylor. Now Trice between the circles, in the paint it goes to Pennington. Now doubling down, Kelsey Legg with the steal.
Her third.
Kelsey on the dribble right side, gets past the defender, gets tripped up, and she's going to go to the free throw line with a one and bonus as she got bumped there by Braylee Trice. That's her first foul, so we're already in the bonus situation with 6:02 to play here in the first half, so Kelsey Legg will go to the free throw line. Again, nice hesitation dribble, and she decided to go to the basket, and Trice tried to run up on her, and Kelsey slowed down. She got bumped, and she'll go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Well, the Streaks have a great game plan at this point in attacking the over-aggressive Moline Maroons.
Kelsey hits the first. She will get the bonus. Now 1-for-2 from the line tonight. She's got 3 points, 18-6 streak, 6:02 to play first half. Kaylee Miller waits to check in and replace Kelsey. Second one is away, and that one is perfect. And she gets a nice hand from the Streets crowd as Kaylee Miller comes in. 19-6 streak, 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Braylee Trice, 5'8 sophomore, very athletic for Moline. Penetrates. Runners up. No. Oh, she got it in, and a foul is going to be against Riley or Andrea. Andrea Sampson picks up her first foul. She was there straight up and down. I don't know if she got her with the body or what, but a nice move by Trice. Strong move by Braylee Trice, and she's got a chance at the three-point play here and converts. And she's got 5 of Moline's 9, making 19-9 streaks, under 6 minutes to play first half.
And more contact from Tatum there.
Oh, now a steal as Riley got caught up trying to get the ball off to Andrea. Nice job defensively by Andrea to push Tatum out way away from the basket, but she threw a little running hook out there and made it.
Great
now,
pass.
Running the other way. Oh, Riley to Deja. Couldn't hit the left-handed layup, and the rebound comes away to Tatum. So Tatum got back defensively. Now this is Davis running down the other way. Missed the layup on the right side. Pennington with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Tatum for 3. No good. Weak side rebound. Davis takes it away. Davis pulls up with a 15-footer right side. That's no good. Riley Jenkins with a weak side rebound. Tapped away from behind by Pennington. Goes into the backcourt. It's picked up by Trice for Moline.
Well, this is the tempo that Moline wants. So the Streaks have to be aware, you know, they're beating them when they had the slowdown sets because of the over-aggressiveness of Moline. But you can't get into a running game with them because they're just going to keep trying to get those little slaps and knock the ball away like we've seen a couple times now.
Trice drives in, knocked away by Andrea Sansa. Ball goes to the floor.
We're going to get a foul on Riley, which I totally don't agree with. I hate this call.
Yeah, they're diving after the ball. What? Yeah.
They're both diving for the ball. How are you? Wait. Oh, no. They're calling that Moline. Wow. Okay. It's going to go against Taylor.
Okay.
Well, we'll take it then. It's not a bad call.
So that's two on Whitney Taylor. Well, I mean, they were all on the floor. That's why I'm not sure exactly. I don't know if they were saying she rolled under Riley and made her fall. Maybe that's what he was saying. I don't know.
I don't know, but we'll take it.
We'll walk it back this way, and Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got seven in the game. Lauren Livingston in to give Deja Range a break. 4:49 to play first half, 19-11 streaks. First free throw by Riley, no good. Trice comes away with a rebound.
Again, can't leave points out there.
Now a steal by Chloe McCarthy. It's going to get knocked away. Chloe ran right into the path of the bounce pass and couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Moline will get it back as Kelsey Legg will give Riley Jenkins a break. It will be Taylor to inbound from the left baseline for the Maroons. And it comes left wing to Trice. Trice fires a long three-pointer. No good. Kelsey Legg with a rebound for the Streaks. Kelsey on the run. Streaks with numbers. Now she's going to pull up into midcourt. Kelsey Legg bounces for Lauren Livingston near the center circle. Now she bounced it for Chloe McCarthy. Kind of a low pass. And, coming away with the steal is Taylor for the Maroons. Pittington, right side, out high right side. It goes to Taylor, out high left side. Trice, left baseline. It's Tatum. Back to Trice on the left wing. I'll let her fire those three-pointers up all night. Now the ball kicked away by Kelsey Legg as he tried to get it inside to Davis.
Surprisingly not called as a kick.
Just waited for it to go out of bounds.
Right. Which...
Some of the Moline girls look a little bit winded. Like right now, you got Trice kind of bent over holding her shorts. I kind of noticed when she was standing there right at the end of that play, she looked a little tired.
Which is interesting because this is the style of play they like from everything we've heard.
Davis, top of the key, goes to the free throw line down the right side lane. Scoops the shot up and in. Nice athletic move by Amari Davis, her first basket. Davis, a 5'9 junior.
Streak lead down to six now.
19-13. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, stops, top of the key. Getting bumped the whole time by Tatum. Now Andrea Sampson gives to Chloe McCarthy. Now Deja Range, top of the key. Deja to Andrea, left wing. Turn, squares up, fires a three, too strong. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Tatum, and she's on the run for the Maroons. 3.5 to play first half. Tatum down the middle, knocked away, but Davis comes up with it for the Maroons. She throws up a wild shot, missed that one. Ball's going to go out of bounds. He's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice job by Deja keeping Pittington away from it.
While trying
to avoid the ball also.
Right, good body control. That ball came up and almost nabbed her. We're going to get a timeout from Santa Moore?
Nope. Wait a minute. I thought Coach had indicated a 30, but no, it's a full timeout. It was full timeout called. 3:25 to play first half. Streaks lead 19-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
Start your Saturday with Galesburg Live.
Hi, it's Eric Hansen for WGIL, and Saturday morning we'll do Galesburg Live from Walmart Supercenter in Galesburg, as we'll be in the midst of the boatload of toys toy drive. Dave Schoenfelder will be my first guest at 7:15. Dave's a singer-songwriter, a poet, sometimes Father Christmas, always an outdoorsman, and on occasion a barbecue master. Talk to you Saturday.
Galesburg Live, Saturday morning 7 to 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:25 to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead is dwindling a little bit. They're now leading 19-13. And the Streaks will bring the basketball the length of the court. Moline will pick up with full court pressure. Deja Range, Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg, Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson in for the Streaks. Andrea to inbound. They were looking for the long pass, and now the inbound gets knocked away by Taylor, and they'll do it again. They were looking to go long to Riley Jenkins, but Pittington was kind of playing free safety there and picked her up on the way down. Now Chloe McCarthy will inbound, and it comes to Andrea. Now to Riley. Two-on-two break. Riley to Deja, left side, leans in, puts it up, can't hit, but the foul's going to go against Pittington. That'll be her first, and Deja goes to the free throw line with two shots. She missed her first two here tonight.
Not many shots being missed at Quincy. After one quarter of play, Quincy up 29-19 over UT.
Wow.
I mean, 19 points is a lot for a quarter. Yeah. I mean, you're on pace to score 80, but 29?
Wow.
Carruthers has four threes in the quarter, opening quarter.
The other game tonight has Rocky playing at Alleman as Deja misses the first.
Yeah, Rocky's up 24-7 in that one with 7:20 left to go in the half.
Not surprising.
No.
3:17 to play here in the first half. Second shot for Deja misses again, and the rebound comes away to Trice.
Streaks missing a lot of free throws.
Eight misses and three makes. And
not a good way to win
those,
a game.
Yeah, one of those misses the front end of a 1-on-1. Trice on the dribble out high left side with 3 minutes to play, looking over the defense, just looking to go 1-on-1, it looks like, and now her pass is tapped, but Taylor comes away with it, now gives to Davis. Davis crossover, gives to Trice, straight on three, too strong, rebound comes out long to Davis for the Maroons. Gives back to Trice, Trice down the right side of the lane, high off the glass, missed it, and Deja with another rebound for the Streaks.
Five.
Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Riley beats Trice down the floor.
They got Deja. Okay.
Missed her there.
They had her right away. If they would have gone to her, she was beating everyone up the floor.
Now it's Chloe McCarthy with it. Bounces for Riley Jenkins. She's got it out near the center circle with 2:20 to play. Pace slowing down a little bit here.
This is one of the things I like about Riley. She does a good job of setting up the offense when it gets dirty.
Now she got bumped on the double team there, lost it. Moline comes away with it. Now Davis, right baseline, spins and lost the ball. Nice job by Deja. She ran right into her and lost the ball. And the Streaks come away with it with 2 minutes to play in the first half. 19-13, the Streaks lead. Riley Jenkins on high right side to Andrea Sampson. Andrea looks over the defense from in front of the Moline bench.
Oh.
And now the ball is going to go into the backcourt. It'll be an over and back. And it's going to go back to the Maroons.
Streaks get a little unsure with the basketball right now. The pressure's starting to bother them. It wasn't really bothering them early, but now it's really starting to get to them.
Sierra McNamee back in. Haven't heard. She's been pretty quiet here tonight. She's been on the bench for a little bit. She replaces Trice and gives her a break with 1:46 to play in the half. Piddington, right wing, looking for McNamee, posted up, gets it. And a nice defense by Kelsey Legg, but McNamee just made a good, strong offensive play there and gets her first basket. 19-15 Streaks. Another bump by Tatum on the dribble, and that's what Coach Massey is yelling. Said, get her off. She's been bumping Kelsey the whole way up the court, and now they're not calling it.
It's been slow, but Moline's on a 9-0 run right now.
Andrea penetrates, stops, pops, got it in.
Oh, there we go.
Nice job by Andrea. Muscle it up there. Hadn't hit a three yet. That's the way to do it. Break that lid off the basket, put it up and in, and she's going to go to the free throw line to chance at the three-point play the hard way. That's her first basket of the night. 21-15 Streaks, 1:19 to play in the half as Kaylee Miller gives Kelsey Legg a break. Lauren Livingston going to wait to give Andrea a break. Well, no, maybe just pulled her back in. 1:19 to play, 21-15 Streaks. Free throw from Andrea Sampson is no good. Rebound comes out long, and McNamee comes away with it. Gives way to Taylor. Boy, Streaks really struggling from the line. Hope that's not the difference in the game tonight. Davis with an 18-footer left side, no good, but McNamee. Oh, whoa, McNamee just totally lost her balance there and fell to the floor. Traveled with, and they called Deja for the push. That's her first. McNamee just kind of lost her footing there, and Deja got, unfortunately, was wrong place, wrong time. Piddington inbound for the right baseline, 1:08 to play in the half. Out high it comes to Taylor, right of the center circle. Right wing it goes to Tatum. Gets to Piddington, and got knocked away from behind by Riley Jenkins, and it's going to go back to the Streaks because I think Piddington was trying to pull it away, and Riley had her hand on it, and Piddington, as Riley let go, the ball went flying out of bounds off of Piddington. Under a minute to play in the half. Streaks lead 21-15.
10 turnovers now for this Maroon squad.
Left baseline, Kaylee Miller for three. Oh. Too strong, and the rebound comes out long, and Davis is going to run it down. Moline on the run. Davis lays it up. Too strong, missed it. McNamee had their hands on the rebound, lost, and now Piddington comes away with it, and she puts it up and in. 21-17 with 33 seconds to play here in the first half. Streaks with the lead. Riley Jenkins, Chloe McCarthy out high left side to Kaylee Miller. Top of the key, Deja Range. Right wing, Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out. Now gets to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, left side. Andrea Sampson. Streaks are going to work the clock a little bit. 16 to play. Kaylee Miller with 14. Now Chloe, top of the key with 12. Left wing, Riley with 10. Now they'll run the play. Gets picked from Chloe. Gives to Chloe. Sets her up for three out high right side. Too strong again. And the rebound comes down to McNamee. And she doesn't even turn to get a shot off. We have played one half of basketball. It's a good one here tonight. Streaks in the lead. 21-17. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, the upcoming schedule, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead 21-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Making your list and checking it twice. Gonna find out.
You don't have enough time to buy gifts for all the people on your list. This is Tara Ruff. With the holidays just around the corner, MasterCard gift cards will save you time and energy. And gift cards come in all sizes because you pick the amount. They're a safe and secure way to send gifts by mail and the perfect gift for the grandma that has everything, the picky teenager, or the hard-to-please relative. So complete your list with gift cards from Tompkins State Bank.
Member FDIC.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you about the annual Madrigal Dinner hosted by the Galesburg High School Choir Program. Serving is December 15th at 6 p.m. and December 16th at 1 p.m. at the high school. And tickets are needed. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 21-17. Streaks were up 13-4 at the end of the first quarter, got outscored 13-8 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Sophomores won here tonight 54-46. Boys were a winner Tuesday night over the Macomb Bombers in a big way. What was I think, 61 or 62-28. They'll be back in action tomorrow night as they will travel up to Don Morris Gym to take on the Alabama Pioneers. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that one for you around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. Busy day on Saturday here on WGIL. First off, the girls will be on the road. We'll travel up to the suburbs to Park Ridge to take on the Maine South Hawks. That game, 12:30 scheduled tip. That means we'll take the air at about 12:10. And then the girls will turn around again and play at Maine South, and they will take on Grant High School from Fox Lake, the Grant Bulldogs, and that one is scheduled for 3:30. So we'll take the air somewhere around 3:10, 3:15 for the second game there. Then the boys are playing in the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College. They're taking on Pleasant Valley, and their game is scheduled about a 4:30 start, so 4:15 pregame with Brad and Steve Saturday afternoon. So a busy stretch here as we head toward the holidays, and then those two Saturday games will be the last for the girls before the holiday tournament, when we'll be heading back to Mattoon again. And a pretty good schedule. We'll play the 27th, 28th, and 29th. The first day, we're scheduled to play a 1 o'clock game and then turn around and play, what, at 4:30 again, I think?
That sounds right. 1
and then 4:30. And then on Friday, we'll play a 10 o'clock game in the morning, and then what we do in those three games will determine when we'll play later. The likely scenario, if you win, if you do win all three games, you'll win the pool, which means you wouldn't be till late on Friday night. Would be an 8:30 game. The best news as to what's happened there, what Eric and I have been talking about for years, we start, you know, the games early every day except championship day, and then the championship game always ended up being at like an 8:30, sometimes 9 o'clock start. Well, they've moved everything up, starting games at 10 o'clock, championship game scheduled for 4:30. And again, I mean, I am honestly fully expecting us to be playing in that championship game again. We haven't not played in it since we've been there, and I'm expecting it again this year.
Yeah, looking at the field, it definitely looks like it sets up pretty favorably for the Streaks. I mean, obviously, we don't know. Mattoon from time to time is really strong.
Yeah.
Same thing with Salem, but I don't really see that being an issue in this one.
Well, I'm guessing one of those teams has an Eastern recruit playing for them.
Right.
Like we've seen in the past. Couldn't start for us, but they got scholarship offers to Eastern. All right, halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 21-17. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Getting a job can be difficult if you have a conviction on your record. Restorative Justice gives area youth the chance to own up to their mistake and make things right. This is Lon Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. The Knox County Teen Court has literally put thousands of lives back on track thanks to the generous financial support of our community. Show your support for Knox County Teen Court by texting KC Teen Court to 41444.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings in downtown Canton, the destination marketplace in central Illinois for all of your home furnishings. Cloudy skies tonight, rain likely before midnight, areas of fog, a low near 35. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the morning, and a high near 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 degrees, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
You can unwrap presents from Bradley Hicks of Century 21, Tucker Swanson of Galesburg during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Find out how to play at WGIL.com.
Halftime, John Thiel, Jim, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 21-17. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Riley Jenkins with 7 points, three baskets, and one for three from the line. 4 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets, 0 for 4 from the line. 4 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 2 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Lauren Livingston on a basket. Andrea Sampson, 2 points on a basket. Streaks should be leading this game by 8 to 10 points, as they were just 3 for 12 from the free throw line in that first half. The Maroons led by Braylee Trice with 5 points, a couple of baskets, and a free throw. 4 points for Megan Pittington on a couple of baskets, 2 apiece for Sierra McNamee, Amari Davis, Candace Tatum, and Caroline Hazen. They were 1 for 1 from the free throw line. No threes made so far in this game.
Yeah, by either team, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
The reason the Streaks aren't leading this one by more, including the fact that they're missing a ton of free throws, they've turned the ball over 9 times. Now, Moline's turned it over 10 times, but, you know, that's a negligible difference. Streaks have been out-rebounded 21-14, including 9-5 on the offensive boards. Moline is shooting at 8 of 25 from the field, including 0 of 7 from downtown. The Streaks are 9 of 20, 0 for 5 from downtown. So they're not shooting it terribly. They're just not getting very many shots up.
Yeah, and that rebounding stat, I mean, that really took a turn for the worse for the Streaks, starting, what, early to midway through that second quarter was when that started. James Streaks were kind of honestly dominant on the boards early in the game. But that's what Moline does. They're a very good rebounding team. All right, halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks lead 21-17. On the road, we take a vehicle from Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation, and we'll be driving one of their vehicles on Saturday as we head up to Park Ridge to see Main South and Grant. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Moline with the basketball to start the second half. This is Trice with it out high. Left wing goes to Davis. Davis picks up, gives to Tatum out between the circles. Tatum dribbles right. Now back to the top of the key. Gives to Davis out on the left side. Davis on the dribble. Now it's Trice top of the key. Trice dribbles left. Goes to the wing. Picks up. Now to Davis top of the key. She'll penetrate right side. Runner up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Deja Rain rips it away from McNamee. Nice block out by Deja. And that's the thing. McNamee is not only taller at 5'11", she jumps really well. So Deja did a good job getting the rear end to her and keeping her off.
As Dennis Rodman would tell you, it's all about position.
Absolutely. Riley Jenkins with it out on the left side for the Streaks. Dribbles right. Now at high on the right side. Working against Tatum. Gives to Deja Range on the right wing. Now it's Chloe McCarthy. Backdoor pass. Riley Jenkins left side. Up off the glass. Can't hit, but the foul's going to go against Braylee Trice. That'll be her second. And
another nice over aggressive back cut there by the Streaks, and they were able to take advantage of that aggression.
So Riley goes back to the free throw line. She was 1 for 3. In the first half, missed the front end of a 1-1 there in the second quarter. 21-17 Streaks lead, and that one bounces off. So the Streaks now 3 for 13.
Yeah, jeez. And you count also, I mean, it's not officially a missed free throw, but the Streaks also missed the back end of her last time to the line.
Second one good. First point of the second half, 22-17 Streaks lead. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Trice top of the key for Moline. Left wing to Pittington. Pittington gives to Tatum out high on the left side. Tatum on the dribble. Freshman gives to Pittington. I like having Pittington away from the basket. I'm fine with that. Now this is Trice down the right side. Scoops a shot up. Bounces around. Uses the entire rim and falls through. And Trice with 7 and make it 22-19. Her and Davis both have a lot of length, and they do a good job, like kind of scooping that shot up there as they penetrate. Now, Chloe McCarthy drives down the right side, McNamee with a block, but it goes back to the Streaks as she smacked it out of bounds.
This is fewest the Streaks have led by since it was 2-0.
22-19, inbound comes to Chloe McCarthy, puts it up, muscles it between McNamee and Pittington, puts it up and in on the feed from Kelsey Legg.
Well, the good thing is right now the bigs for Moline have to be cognizant of how many fouls they have.
Now they get it to Pittington on the block. Can't hit the shot. She was triple teamed that time. Rebound comes away to Riley Jenkins. Good defense again by the Streaks. They were able to get the pass over the top to Pittington that time, but she couldn't get a good shot off. Chloe stops top of the key. Three-pointer. That's too strong. Rebound comes down to Davis. Maroons on the run. Davis down the middle. Right side runs and throws it off the glass and hits nothing but glass. And Andrea Sampson comes away with a rebound. That one was just a wild shot there. Now Andrea on the run. Stops, top of the key. Kicks it out to Chloe. She'll hand it off to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley behind the back dribble goes left and gives to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey brings it to the top of the key. 5:38 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 24-19. Kelsey right wing now. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, fires a long three. That one's short. And Deja with the offense rebound. Put back, no good. Knocks the rebound away. Chloe comes up with it, puts it up and in. Great job by Deja Range again. Kept it alive and was able to tap it to Chloe. She puts it up and in. 26-19 Streaks. Great job. Great hustle on the offensive glass by Deja Range. 5:12 to play. Third quarter, Streaks lead 26-19. Now Trice penetrates, scoops one up off the glass and in. She had gotten tripped up and was off balance. Now she flops and no call, and the Streaks nearly turn it over on the inbound, but Riley Jenkins able to get it, and again getting bumped coming up the court. Andrea Sampson drives baseline, stops, five-footer, high arcer, no good. And Deja with another offensive rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Pittington with a rebound on the weak side. Now it's Trice. Moline with numbers. Streaks got to get back. Trice stops at the free throw line. Now pulls it back out. Gave Streaks time to get in there, and she threw it up, and Kelsey got in and got her across the arms. Was that actually a shot? they're going to call it that. I'm not sure if she was actually shooting or not. I'm not sure what she was doing.
I don't think she does anything else when she gets in the lane.
Well,
so
true.
In all fairness to her, I'm pretty sure that was a shot, even though it was a very unconventional-looking one. And unfortunately, that's going to be a third foul on Kelsey Legg. She'll go to the bench first of the half for the streak. Oh, no, they're not calling
it
a shot.
No, it's not a shooting foul. Okay, well, I'm with you. I'm thinking she probably was because that's what she does as she fires a three-pointer and airballs that on the inbound and Riley Jenkins with a rebound. So Chelsea Stevenson and Lauren Livingston in as well as Andrea Sampson and Deja Range also go to the bench. Oh, no, Kelsey's still in there. I thought he just took her out. Yeah, I thought so, too. She's got me. I don't know if she didn't know that coach doesn't know she's got three fouls. Backdoor pass to Chelsea Stevenson on the inbound, and Kelsey overthrew her, and the Streaks turned it over. She had the step on her, but the pass was too high.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
He's going to ride with her for a little bit.
I think he had the subs ready to go already, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can switch before they come in the game.
Pennington down on the right block, passes it off to Davis, now left wing. Tatum fires a three. That's the first three made in the ball game.
Well, they were bound and determined to get one eventually. They've been ripping that around the exterior.
Down to a three-point lead for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins on the dribble, stops, fires an 18-footer left side, short, and the rebound comes away to Pennington. Now Moline a chance to cut it to one or tie it with a three. Trice, top of the key.
Technically, I think it's a two-point game because they gave her only two on that three. So
they did. Okay.
Unless we were wrong, the scoreboard only gave her two.
Oh, okay. Well.
So we'll see.
Down as a two. Now Lauren Livingston fires a three left side. That's way too strong. But Chelsea Stevenson with a rebound and put back on the right side. First basket for Chelsea. Make it 28-23. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. And finally, Tracy Santamore calls a timeout. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. 3:32 to play here in the third quarter. And the Streaks holding on to a 28-23 lead as Andrea Sampson and Deja Range check back in. Kaylee Miller's coming in as well. And I'm guessing she'll be in for Kelsey Legg, who's now got three fouls. So the Streaks, an impressive effort so far here tonight, holding off Moline. This Moline team's going to be good, but they're really young, and I think that shows.
Yeah, and, some of the decisions I've been kind of interested by as well, because it's, you're doing such a good job in your half-court defense. I don't understand why they keep throwing somebody in the backcourt to pressure the ball because it hasn't worked. And most of the time what it's led to is a streak layup or a quick shot at the basket because somebody has to slide over and help.
Moline with the basketball out of the timeout. This is Taylor in. Gives way to Hazen back in. Now it's Tatum fires another three. Can't hit that one, but the rebound comes out long to Hazen. Hazen on the dribble in the paint, dumps it off to Davis, got knocked away. Hazen gets it back. Now it's Tatum out high right side to Taylor. Taylor looking for Pennington. Nice job fronting by Deja Range, and Lauren Livingston came over to help out from the weak side. Now it's Taylor, top of the key, dribbles right, 3 minutes to play. Try to get it inside, knocked away by Deja, and Riley Jenkins comes up with it. Outlets to Deja, she was double team, streaks with numbers now. Andrea Sampson stops out high right side, fires a three off the rim, and the rebound comes out long to Tatum. Tatum on the rung. Nice job by Riley Jenkins. Riley made her go the other way, but she's going to get called for the foul. I think she got her with the body. She went up over the top with the arms, but kind of leaned into her. So Tatum's going to go to the free throw line with two shots, and that is the first foul on Riley Jenkins in the basketball game. Second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 2:43 to play third quarter, 28-23. Now make it 28-24 as Moline perfect from the line, but that's just her second free throw. Chloe McCarthy back in. She will spell Lauren Livingston. Also, Kelsey Legg back in. She's going to replace Riley Jenkins. So, Kelsey in there with three fouls, 2:43 to play. Second shot up and good for Tatum. Token full court pressure again. Kelsey's got nobody inbound to, or rather Chloe. Now, finally, Kelsey Legg comes into the backcourt, and she'll run the point now with Riley Jenkins on the bench. Kelsey across midcourt right side, picks up, gives to Chloe out high left side. Now, Deja with it out high right side to Kelsey. Puts it on the floor, penetrates, takes a step. Ouch. Got a blocking foul. She got a little extra long step there and slipped. I thought maybe they're going to call a travel, but they called a bump against who?
Thatcher? No. No, it's going to go against Taylor. That's her third.
Okay, so Whitney Taylor with her third foul. Kelsey legged inbound, bounces for Chloe McCarthy, right block, puts it up and in. Moline fell asleep on that one. That's the second time that's happened tonight. Six for Chloe in the quarter, eight in the game, 30-25 streaks, 2:20 to play third quarter. Hazen with it to Pittington down on the left block. Nice job by Deja getting back after trying to front, and Pittington had to kick it out. Now they get it to her on the right block, and doubling down was Chloe McCarthy. Pittington turns, gets it up kind of off balance off 1 foot, put it up and in. She's had to work for all six of her points, 30-27. Now Kaylee Miller tried to get it into Deja and got tapped away, and Deja was falling out of bounds to try to get it back to Kaylee, but threw it out of bounds at on the sideline in front of the Streaks bench, and it's going to go back to the Maroons. Too much traffic to get that pass into the Deja that time. Yeah. Jenkins back in. She'll replace Kaylee Miller. 1:55 to play third quarter. Streaks with a three-point lead, 30-27. Tatum out high right side to Taylor. Taylor dribbles to the wing. Pittington knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. He's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. And again, a good job. They're concerted effort. They're Deja's fronting Pittington every time. And the weak side defender's coming over and helping out. That time it was Chloe McCarthy that knocked it away. Inbound comes to Pittington on the right wing. She'll penetrate this time. Kicks it out to Tatum. Now left wing, it's Hazen. Now it's Taylor, top of the key. To Thatcher. Now it's Tatum. Now it's Hazen. Left wing to Taylor. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the three-point arc and kicks out to Hazen. She'll penetrate right side. Kicks out to Tatum. Tatum back to Hazen. Now it's Thatcher. Taylor out high left side. 1:22 to play. Nice defense by the Streaks. These girls are quick. They're just not going anywhere with the ball.
No, it's a very stagnant offense. Everybody just stays in one place.
And that time, the three put up and no good by Tatum. Chloe McCarthy with a nice block out and rebound. Down court to Andrea Sampson. She'll go right side. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Good! Andrea Sampson drives on the feed from Chloe McCarthy. 32-27 streaks under a minute to play third quarter. Right side, this is Taylor. Over the top, knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. Riley Jenkins comes away with it. That time there was four white jerseys there as they got it inside to Tatum. To Pittington. Tried to get it into her. 44 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg on the dribble, right of the center circle. Bounces for Deja out high right side. Riley now with 37 seconds to play. Top of the key, Chloe to Andrea now left side. Now it's Deja top of the key. Right wing it goes to Kelsey with 30 seconds to play. Ball tapped away by Hazen. Kelsey gets it back. Now Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Riley Jenkins out high left side. 22 seconds to play. Streak's going to work the clock. Try to work for one here. Now with 19, Andrea Sampson. Chloe McCarthy with 16 between the circles. Riley Jenkins with 14. Riley dribbles left with 11. Picks up. Double team now Chloe. She'll fire the three out high right side. Wide open. Missed it though. And the rebound. Kelsey Legg leans in. Puts it up. Can't hit. Pittington comes away with it. 2 seconds to play. And they won't even get a shot off. As time runs out, we have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 32, the Moline Maroons 27. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Up next for the Galesburg Boys Basketball Team, the Alleman Pioneers on the road. I'm Brad Binowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
8 minutes to play in the game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 32-27. Streaks outscored the Maroons 11-10 in the third quarter. Kelsey Legg with three fouls for the Streaks. Streak starters come back out. Kelsey Legg, Deja Range, Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson, and Chloe McCarthy. So the Streaks with it. Kelsey to inbound, and it comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Riley on the dribble, picks up left side, looking for help now, and finally gets it to Chloe McCarthy. Had a defender there. Luckily got to her. Now Chloe gets herself bottled up. Now gets to Deja out high on the right side.
Streaks were getting too concerned with getting it on that one side of the floor. They totally ignored the other side of the floor, which was wide open.
Now a double team from Olean, and the ball gets knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Ball.
Ooh, yeah, I wouldn't try. I didn't know if Kelsey hit it last or if it
no,
was.
No, Tatum came through and knocked that one away, yeah. And then nobody could get to it.
So they're going to say, I think Curtis maybe touched it last for Moline. Now Kelsey's going to inbound at midcourt. So,
They had the Andrea. They didn't see her.
Mr. Backdoor. And it comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. She'll bring it across. Gives to Deja on the right wing. 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 32-27. Backdoor Chloe to Riley. High off the glass. Can't hit. Deja with the offensive rebound. Gets knocked away, and she picks it up and bounces for Chloe. But the bounce high and with the steal was Trice. But there's Deja hustling to knock it away from behind. And Kelsey Legg runs it down. Deja hustled down after the turnover. Now a foul is going to go against Curtis as Kelsey Legg was making the pass and Curtis undercut her. And she picks up the foul, and she doesn't like it, but she didn't give her room to come down. That's her second. Just the third team foul in the second half on Moline. So Moline's going to really pressure the street guards, and they're going to have to take care of the basketball.
Look Andrea, back door. Look back, back door.
Back door pass. Andrea Sampson to Kelsey Legg. Right side. Got herself too far into the basket. Couldn't hit the shot.
Yeah, it's got to go to the left side of the basket right there, Kelsey.
Now Curtis comes down the other way. Lays it up. No good. Davis with a rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit, but a foul's going to go. I think Deja's going to get it. Yeah, Deja Range picks up just her second foul. And going to the free throw line will be Amari Davis for Moline. She's got 2 points on a basket in the second quarter. 32-27 streaks. First free throw missed tonight by Moline. They were 3 for 3, and Davis misses the first.
The problem with that backdoor pass was it came way too late, and Kelsey was wide open, but nobody, Andrea was inbounding, didn't see her. And unfortunately, by the time they got it to her, the defense had recovered. But Kelsey still got to acknowledge or notice that she's right under the basket and get to the left side.
Now Riley drives left side, missed the shot, got her own rebound, missed it again. And the rebound comes down to Trice for the Maroons. Trice getting some good cracks at it, not able to put one in. 32-28. Trice down the right side. She's going to go to the front. He's saying it's on the floor again. She was trying to shoot at that time, but just I think when she got fouled trying to put it up, but he pointed to the floor.
These officials obviously don't know Ms. Trice. She's trying to put it up. If she's crossing half court, the ball's going up. I don't think she's passed it once.
Did Chloe get that call?
No, they gave it to Kelsey, her fourth.
Okay, so four fouls down.
Oh, wow. That was
Trice. I don't know what she was doing, but now the ball got knocked away, and Trice gets back with it. She was way under the glass and threw it up.
She tried to scoop it underneath.
You don't have the arms Dr. J has. You're not going to get that one. Now they get it inside to McNamee, and she lays it up, and it's a 2-point streak lead. McNamee just her second basket, 32-30 streaks. Deja Range, right wing. Chloe McCarthy on high right side. Riley Jenkins, top of the key, right wing. Andrea Sampson stops, fires a three. There's a perfect time to get the lid off to the basket. Andrea Turn got squared up. 35-30 streak, 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Now Trice down the middle. Nobody cut her off, laid it up, and missed it. And a rebound, Chloe McCarthy for the streaks. Boy, Trice had a wide open look at it, ran right up the streak's back. They didn't see her. Now Andrea drives down the right side, lost the dribble on it.
13th streak turnover. Yeah, sometimes right there, you never want to just let a player go, but sometimes when they're moving that fast, that's the better option than fouling them because they're coming in so hot that they don't know how to adjust in midair to dampen the shot. That's what happens. It hits the back iron and pops back out.
It's so much easier when you can dunk because the rim slows you down. By the way, did you see the video? And I don't know if it was a high school or college game of the girl getting a dunk.
Yes.
On a fast break.
It was almost
that same place. She drove right down the middle, right through the defense, and got the dunk.
It was a high school game.
Okay.
She's committed to Stanford, actually.
Okay. And honestly, it looked like Bree Beal wearing glasses. I kind of thought she had
I thought that girl was a little thicker than Bree.
Okay. Couldn't tell how big she was, though.
Yeah, because when she was coming down the court, I was like, man, she has that kind of Zion look, Zion Williamson look, where she was a little bit thicker.
Streaks 5:23 to play off the Moline turnover, 35-30 the Streaks lead. Chloe McCarthy out high left side, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Andrea right baseline. Now she'll penetrate, lost a handle on it, able to pick it up and scoop it to Chloe. She'll drive baseline, leans in. Oh, going to get called for the travel. Yeah.
Going back to that topic, I saw a picture of Bree the other day, and she was underhand holding a basketball. Her hands are humongous.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's her vert that's holding her back, but she can definitely palm the basketball.
Yeah, what is that? 6'2". I don't know how well she jumps. I've never seen her try.
She clarified something on Instagram the other day. I think she said she's only 6 foot.
Oh, really?
Or 6'1", one or the other. She always tells somebody, everybody she's taller, she admitted that she's an inch shorter than what she normally says to people.
Davis misses a three, and Kaylee Miller brings down the rebound. And I think Coach Massey's going to call a timeout. With 4:46 to play, we're going to go 4:30. 30-second timeout. 35-30, Streets with the lead. So last time down the court, Chloe McCarthy got it, drove the baseline, and she stopped to go up, and then she saw Pittington coming toward her. So rather than just go straight up with it, she tried to go in, lean in, and get the contact. Well, she slid the pivot foot before she did that, got called for the travel, unfortunately. But Streets get a break and get it back the other way off the Davis miss. 4:46 to play. Streaks holding on to a 35-30 lead. The other games tonight, Quincy was leading at, they were at home against UT, right, I believe? Yep, and Rocky was leading at Alleman. I'm guessing that one's probably over. I'm guessing that probably ended up being a continuous clock game.
Let's see. Alleman calls the timeout with 4:44 left, 39-21.
Wow, they're only two Rocky. Seconds ahead of us. What is it?
39-21 Rocky.
That's it? Okay.
In the third, they're still in the third quarter.
Wow.
Halftime at Quincy, they're up 52-34.
Wow. Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Out of the timeout. Streaks with it. 4:37 to play. Deja Range out high right side. Left wing. Riley Jenkins steps back. Fires a three. That's way short. But, oh, Andrea Sampson. The rebound just bounced too quick for her to get a hand on it. As somebody went down for Moline. Getting up slowly. That's Tatum.
Another score of note for the area. Morton 19, Metamora 16 after one quarter of play. That's a big game in the middle line.
They beat Washington pretty handily the other night. What was it, 65-40 something, yeah, eight or something like
something
that?
Something like that, yeah.
.426 to play in the ballgame. Streets lead 35-30. This is Hazen who's back into the ballgame for the Maroons. Right wing, it goes to Tatum. Tatum drives baseline. Nice move, quick. And a shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy. Rebound comes out long. Deja had a hand on it. Kaylee Miller comes away with a loose ball for the Streaks. Nice defensive play by Chloe McCarthy. Now Chloe has it left wing. She'll drive baseline. Stops. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Partially blocked by McNamee. And Pittington comes away with a rebound. Long downcourt pass to Taylor on the right wing. She'll fire it from on top of the three-point arc. Good. Oh, no.
They gave her three.
Wow, didn't she step over when she went up? That's what I thought. Now Tracy Sanibel calls a timeout off the three-pointer. It's a two-point lead for the Streaks. So Taylor.
Who took that last shot for the Streaks?
Chloe.
Chloe.
Then I think McNamee got a piece of that one. So now a 30-second timeout called by Tracy Sanibel and Moline with 3:47 to play. Now it's a two-point streak lead. Off the three-pointer. I thought she took a dribble to the right and then looked like she stepped up across the line to fire the three. I must have just had a bad angle, though. The official was right there. And
we thought this one down here was a two, a three. But technically, it's all evening out.
35-33 Streaks, 3:47 to play. Well, I think the Streaks just, they need to keep being aggressive offensively. I mean, that's kind of what got them here.
Well, the other thing is they keep making the big play, and so if you could get another one here, it's not like this has been a barn burner. Points have been at a premium.
Yeah.
Well, Deja needs to come to the ball here.
Streaks easily break the full court pressure. Riley Jenkins with it. Ooh, nearly double team, but Riley picks it up and saw it coming. Now Andrea with it to Riley in the center circle. 3.5 minutes to play. Riley dribbles left. To the baseline, lays it up, high off the glass, no, but a foul's going to be called, I think, McNamee. And actually, I guess there was about 3:35 when I said there was 3.5, now it's 3:32. So, Riley Jenkins back to the free throw line, second foul on Sierra McNamee, who's been kind of a non-factor here tonight.
Yeah, Streaks have got to start hitting free throws.
Riley, 2 for 5 on the night. 8 points. And make it 9 as she hits the first. Just her second point in the second half. She had 7 in the first half. 36-33 with 3:32 to play. Okay crowd here. I mean, decent crowd overall, but kind of disappointed in the student section. Not too many there as Riley hits both.
Well, I'm kind of surprised, Tom, that Moline doesn't have a bigger following with...
Yeah. Tatum with a reverse layup missed it, but the rebound comes down to McNamee. Now it's Taylor out high on the left side. 37-33 Streaks, 3:15 to play in the ball game. Tatum has it out high on the left side to Taylor. A long three-pointer from out high. In and out, no good. Rebound, Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Gets knocked away from behind. Piddington gets it, puts up the five-footer, no good. And Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. I think that Riley actually got fouled when she was trying to make that outlet pass. But the Streaks get a break there as Piddington can't hit the shot. Now Riley gets trapped. A shot coming. Tried to get to Chloe, and she's able to run it down, and Coach Massey calls the timeout.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. But Chloe was able to run it down, but 30-second timeout with 2:52 to play here in the ballgame. Streaks leading 37-33. So Saturday, we'll head up to Park Ridge. A couple of games at Maine South High School. Been several years since we played up there. What?
Yeah. It's probably been, probably about four.
And back, and we're going to play two games there, just about back-to-back. The sophomores will play, then the varsity will play, then the sophomores will take on Fox Lake Grant, and then the varsity will play. Where's Fox Lake? Is that far northern suburbs? Is that?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Getting up what in the, Antioch area? Not quite that far north, probably. Or is it more northwest of that?
I think it's northwest.
Okay. Inbound backdoor pass. Tried to get it to Andrea Sampo. It got knocked away and stolen by Hazen. Hazen on the run. Bounces for Davis. Davis down the left side. Comes up short with a layup. Rebound, Andrea Sampson. Andrea across midcourt right side. 2:39 to play. Riley right at the center circle now. 37-33 Streaks. Chloe McCarthy out high left side with it. Now Riley has it, gets bumped by Taylor, and that's going to be her fourth foul.
It's just southwest of Antioch. It's north of Grays Lake, northeast of Grays, or northwest of Grays Lake, kind of northeast of Crystal Lake.
Okay.
In that lake region.
So out of the northwest burbs then, as Kelsey Legg looks
to get
in. Timeout called by Coach Massey. Ooh. Just got it in time, and I think this is this a full this time? Do you have any 30s left? Full timeout. 2:29 to play. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead 37-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
At Galesburg Toyota, the holidays have us thinking about all the things we're thankful for. So here's our top five. Number one, our customers. You make doing business possible. Number two, our employees. We have the best, and they make your customer experience a breeze. Number three, our products. They're the most reliable, safest, and stylish vehicles on the market today. And my, are they pretty. Number four, our community. It's full of warm hearts. And number five, that new car smell. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Thanks for being part of our list. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
I'm Will Stevenson. We'll talk to Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center live at our Boatload of Toys Toy Drive tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIF.
2:29 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 37-3. They've got the basketball. And they will inbound from just in front of their own bench. Coach Massey with a good timeout there, although I think Chloe was going to be able to run that ball down, but a good call there. So the Streaks with just one timeout remaining, Moline with three. Kelsey to inbound from just in front of the Streaks coaching staff in the backcourt.
Riley
Jenkins going to get near steal by Davis, yeah. And she does come up with it. Amari Davis in the paint, lays it up, partially blocked by Riley Jenkins. Chloe McCarthy comes away with it, and we're going to have a foul or a jump ball. Chloe had the ball wrapped up, and they called a jump ball. I'm not sure how. Nobody else really even had a hand on it. But the possession arrow points toward Moline.
That wasn't a good bounce pass. It was a kind of a chuck into the floor, so it bounced straight up instead of towards Riley.
Tried to get into Piddington, and Chloe able to knock it away, but McNamee comes up with it. Now Taylor's got it. Streaks with a four-point lead, 37-33, 2:12 to play. Hazen with it on the right wing, picks up, looks for help. Gets to Taylor, top of the key, should dribble left. Picks up, now bounces for Davis at the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane, the runner up off the glass and in. She's made a couple of those tonight, and... Or actually, I guess that's just her first. I get her confused with Trice. And timeout, full timeout called by
Coach
Tracy Santamore. 1:59 to play. We'll take one as well. 37-35 Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Save time when you buy online at yemauto.com. This is Sarah Yem. Buying your next new vehicle at Yem has never been easier. Skip the paperwork. Save time at the dealership by doing the work from home at yemauto.com.
With FastPass at yemauto.com, you can value your trade, personalize payments, or pre-qualify for credit. Save time by buying online. Structure your deal today by using FastPass at yemauto.com.
Congratulations to Diana Johnson, who unwrapped a $50 gift card from Black Crow Candle Company and Crow Hollow Boutique by playing WGIL's Pick a Present. To find out how you can play, go to WGIL.com.
1:59 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 37-35. As, let's see, they tried to make a substitution during the timeout. I think I'm not sure what's going on. Hazen, they're making her wait out.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not
sure
what happened.
There was a timeout.
Yeah, and Hazen was already in, so I'm not sure. Maybe she got subbed out and then tried to come back in. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah, that you couldn't do.
Full court pressure, Kelsey Legg, now Chloe McCarthy. If they just clear it out for her, they'll be okay. Now she picks up. Now Andrea Sampson. Don't want to get a 10 call. Andrea's got it. 149, 148. Now gets it across left of the center circle. Picks up. Trap.
Deja's wide open under the basket. Somebody has to call for the ball right there. Deja has got to call for the basketball because her defender went up the double team. She was all alone under the basket and nobody could see her.
And the Streaks lose it out of bounds in midcourt. It goes back to the Maroons. Streaks with a two-point lead, 37-35, 1:38 to play. Now Davis splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Wow.
Arguably traveled.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, but kind of an NBA move. But Davis lays it up and in, and we are tied at 37. First tie since 0-0. Chloe McCarthy, right side, goes to the baseline, now pulls it back out. With 1:18 to play. Now looking for help. Trapped up. Gives to Andrea Sampson. Now Streaks got to play with some confidence. Don't play like you're scared and trying to come from behind, because you're not.
Well, and run some offense here. All we're doing is holding the ball and letting the defense come to us.
Now Riley penetrates. Gets tripped up. Can't hit. And she'll go to the free throw line. That's what you need right there. That's what got you the lead in the game. You got to be aggressive. Go to the basket, because they've been fouling a lot. Foul went against McNamee.
Only have her for two on the board, but I have her for two.
Yeah, I do too. I have her for three. So Riley Jenkins to the free throw line. She struggled there tonight, but she did hit her last two and hits that one.
Well, she's hit her last four, actually.
Yeah, last four now. So the Streaks retake the lead with exactly 60 seconds to play in the ball game. Streaks got to be aware. Taylor is down on the, now Kelsey Legg sees her down on the other end of the court. Second shot for Riley, up and good.
Big free throws right there.
Streaks now with a two-point lead, 39-37. Moline with a 55 seconds to play. They go to McNamee. She traveled. No call. Gets in the paint. Shot blocked by Deja, but it goes in. And Deja gets called for the foul.
Well, the interesting thing there that I don't know why, that was probably the first possession of the game that Deja didn't front her. I'm not sure why, but once she got the ball, she went to work.
Yeah, I honestly thought on the move when she got the ball, I thought she traveled when she spun there, but didn't get called. So McNamee goes to the free throw line. We're tied at 39. And high off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped up, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Riley Jenkins runs it down. 48 seconds to play. We're tied at 39. And the Streaks turn it over. Davis has it, missed the shot. Chloe McCarthy with the rebound with 41 to play. Now she gets it knocked away, double teamed. And now it's going to go back to Moline, as Riley Jenkins was running by Chloe out of bounds and ran into the ball, and the Streaks turned it over. Chloe got bottled up, trapped under the basket, and I don't know, I mean, she's had to protect the ball so it wouldn't be a jump ball.
Now we have a discussion. It sounds like we're going to discuss whether one of the defensive players had stepped on the end line maybe and touched the ball simultaneously.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, they're giving the ball to Streaks.
Wow. I don't know about that.
I didn't see it.
Because Chloe had possession of the ball.
Right, but if one of the defenders was stepping on the end line and touched the basketball, it would have been out of bounds.
I mean, my only issue is the official that made that call
was right on top of
the baseline. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But the official that just changed it, that overruled it, was out near midcourt. So I don't know. I guess we'll take it. I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, somebody needed to come try. I don't know how. Riley was trying to get there to help Chloe out, but she couldn't have come from out of bounds and done that anyway. And she almost ran into her, and that's where Chloe lost the ball. But anyway, the Streaks get a big break there.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Huge break.
Full timeout was called. And I know Jay Barshing was talking to one of the officials. I'm not sure if he's trying to get an explanation on what happened or just talking about something else is going on. 38 seconds play, and maybe talking about the contact on those traps or something. But the Streaks still need to protect the ball, bottom line. 38 seconds to play. We're tied at 39. Streaks will have to bring the ball the length of the court. And Moline will come out with full court pressure.
And we saw this issue earlier this season, but the Streaks cannot run the baseline.
Right, yeah, off of the timeout. And now you can only run the baseline off of a made basket. And they're gonna have McNamara up playing the ball.
McNamee,
and she's 5'11", jumps well. So I'm guessing, who's he going to have inbound? Chloe, I'm guessing. A little height there, yeah. So Chloe McCarthy will inbound. McNamee will be up on the ball. Full court pressure. Inbound, nearly stolen away. As Davis knocked it away from Andrea Sampson from behind.
Yeah, that was close, too, because I almost think Andrea might have touched that last.
Yeah, so now Andrea will inbound from the end of the Moline bench on the far sideline. Kind of a weird spot to inbound.
Yeah, this is a terrible spot
to inbound. That's where Chloe needs to cut back the other way. Finally, she gets it.
Look up four, Deja.
Now it's Deja got it across midcourt. She's going to hold on to it.
Yeah. Oh, she just stepped over
back, and they didn't see it.
Wow.
Now Andrea on the right wing. Well, none of the officials are in a position where they could have seen that. Everybody else in the gym saw it, though. Now Chloe has it. Left wing to Kelsey. 21 seconds to play. We're tied at 39. Now with 18. Streaks with no timeouts left. Kelsey Legg on the dribble with 15.
They are not even guarding Deja half the time. Deja has to go find a spot on the floor that she's open.
Now with 10. Andrea with 7 between the circles. Dribbles right with 6. Down to the baseline with 4 and lost it off the leg. It's going to go back to Moline with 4.1 seconds to play, and the Maroons are going to call a timeout. Unfortunate there. Streaks didn't have any more timeouts. I'm assuming that last timeout Coach Massey told him, here's what we're going to do. When we do get it up here, here's what we're going to do offensively. And just unfortunately lost the ball out of bounds. So just 4.1 seconds for the Maroons. So the Streaks obviously will pick up with full court pressure. You don't want to let anybody – got to have something
back. But the thing you've got to be cognizant of is that Davis, Trice, and Tatum are very quick with the basketball. So you got to give them a cushion if you're going to be up on them. You can't let them roll the ball up, but at the same time, you don't want to sell out. I'd almost just pick one or two players to come into the backcourt just to make sure that they start the clock and then have everybody else back.
Well, the other thing is when they go up with that shot from no matter where it's at, do not foul.
Right.
You just make sure there's distance. Be there to bother them, but not enough that, to me, don't even try to block it.
No.
Far enough away, you can't do that. Just bother them because the hope is that they're not going to get a good look at it anyway.
Right.
But 4 seconds is plenty of time with some of the quickness they have. All right, so 39-39 is our score. 4.1 seconds to play in the ball game. Moline will have to bring it the length of the court.
And Streaks are going to come out on a full court press, which I'm kind of surprised by this because all it's going to take is a wheel route or something, and Riley's going to go to half court. That's a good call.
It'll be Trice to inbound, so a 2-2-1 press, and it comes in midcourt to McNamee. She's got it across midcourt, dribbles, gets to the top of the key, fires a shot, off the glass, no good. We are going to overtime. Man, they actually got a pretty good shot at it. She would have been a 2 if she made it. She was just inside the line. Streets did a good job defensively, just again enough to bother her. We'll take a timeout as we head to overtime, tied at 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
The instinctive reaction of the left is going to be, we can't let Trump have the guy he wants.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
We are heading to overtime at John Field Gym, tied at 39. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, the Moline Maroons, second Western Big Six Conference overtime game this season. Streaks were outscored in the fourth quarter, 12-7. The Streaks had one basket, the three-pointer from Andrea Sampson, and 4-for-4 from the free throw line for Riley Jenkins. So momentum going into overtime, I don't know. I'm guessing on the Streaks' behalf, you breathe a big sigh of relief with some turnovers late and them getting in and having a couple cracks at it. If you're Moline, you got to have some confidence you're able to make that comeback.
Right.
So we will jump it up. Deja Range and Sierra McNamee in the center circle.
I think it's McNamee. There's no N in it.
They're on their roster on their website.
Oh, is
on
there?
Our roster, there's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I read a couple articles also in the Argus Dispatch. So yeah, Streaks win the tip again. Andrea Sampson has it on the right baseline. 4 minute overtime period just underway. Riley Jenkins, Tom Meredith there, Gibson with you. Riley drives left side, high off the glass, can't hit, and the weak side rebound comes down off the hands of Trice, and Taylor comes away with it for. Moline. Now it's Trice between the circles out high right side to Davis.
Concerning the Streaks offense, it's been real cold the last couple quarters. Not a lot of shots from the field hit.
Now it's Trice, top of the key. 3:22 to play in the overtime. Left wing, it's Taylor. Trice back at the top of the key. Out high right side to Davis. Davis tries to penetrate, pulls back out, gives to Taylor out high on the left side. Taylor goes out between the circles, gives to Trice out high on the left side. Now left baseline, it goes to Davis. Bounces for McNamee in the paint, turns around, missed the shot, but Pittington there with an offensive rebound, puts it up and in.
Nobody boxed her out. They were so concerned with the shot by McNamee that nobody boxed out Pittington.
Deja Range, top of the key, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Backdoor pass to Deja, left side, left-handed layup, missed it. And the rebound, Deja and McNamee come down, fight for it, and it's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow points toward the Maroons. Oh, good thought by Deja. Went up properly with the left hand, just put a little bit too much on it. Went after the rebound with McNamee, and it's going to go back to the Maroons. 2:43 to play Moline with their first lead of the ball game, 41-39. Here in overtime at John Field Gym. Trice out high left side to McNamee. McNamee dribbles left to the wing. Now hands off to Taylor. Taylor on the wing working against Kelsey Legg, who's in there with four fouls for the Streaks. Now it's Trice top of the key. Dribbles right with 2:17 to play.
It's interesting. Coach Santamore switched McNamee and Davis to try to get Deja out of the paint.
Now it's Taylor on the dribble right wing. And now Kelsey Legg with the steal gets a tie-up. And the Coach Santamore was talking to the official, and he missed it first because Kelsey came away with the steal. And then finally he looked away from the coach and called the jump ball. Possession over back to the Streaks. So good defensive play by Kelsey Legg. Win or lose, this is going to be a tough Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of good things happen in this game tonight. And who knows, maybe we'll have a true crunch time at the end of this one. Chloe McCarthy inbounds to Andrea Sampson in the backcourt. Gets it across. Two-on-two break. Andrea down the right side. Gives to Deja left side. Bounces. Puts it up off the glass. Got it.
Big bucket right there. Nice find by Andrea. She set that up. Drew the defense and kicked it over the top to Deja.
Tied at 41. 1:47 to play in overtime. Trice with the basketball for the Maroons. Out high right side. This is Hazen back in. Out high left side. It goes to Davis. Davis to Hazen between the circles. Back to Davis out high left side. Davis dribbles baseline, leans in. Shot is up, no good. Weak side. Chloe McCarthy comes away with it, and her outlet pass stolen away by Davis. She puts it up and in.
Jeez.
I think Chloe knew it as soon as she let that go. Saw Davis coming that way. And make it 43-41. Moline, 1:19 to play.
Well, you got to know, they're a very aggressive team. They're not going to let you just bring the ball up the floor.
Chloe, 17-footer left side, no good. McNamee down with a rebound. Travel with it. She just completely lost her balance and fell and slid across the floor. So the Streaks get a break and get it back with 1:11 to play, trailing 43-41. It's Tatum back in. She replaces Hazen. Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Chloe down the left block. Up off the glass and in. They fell asleep on it again.
Sometimes
Chloe McCarthy.
That's the best Streaks best offense is the inbounds plays.
Now a steal by Riley Jenkins. And she gets fouled. No call. She went to the floor. Got it off to Kelsey Legg. And I think, I'm not sure who it was, Andrea or Kelsey, that forced the offensive player to turn. And Kelsey was there to pick up the steal. Tied at 43. Less than a minute to play. Streaks with the basketball. 48 seconds play now. Near turnover, but Chloe McCarthy able to run it down. Thought she traveled, too. Now, Kelsey drives in, scooped it up. No good. Went to the floor, and the rebound comes down to McNamee, and Coach Massey wanted a foul on that one. Right baseline, it's Davis for Moline. She penetrates. Now a timeout called by Tracy Sandmore with 34 seconds to play.
That was a bad timeout right there because Davis had a nice move going to the paint and was wide open.
Wow, 34 seconds to play. A lot of action, not a whole lot of scoring, but a lot of action. Wow. So the Streaks get the break when McNamee on the rebound off the missed shot just lost her balance and fell down and slid, and the Streets get it back and get the easy two off the inbound, and then get the steal by Riley Jenkins, come down the other way, and can't get the shot to fall, and Kelsey Lake drove in, penetrated, and looked like there was some contact. She went to the floor. Coach Massey wanted a foul. She couldn't have got the shot in. She was under the basket because the ball went up off the bottom of the rim, and she went to the floor. I couldn't tell if there was contact or not, but she sold it well anyway, but not well enough for the officials to make the call.
Well, generally in a tough game like this, too, if you don't have a good shot at the basket, they're probably going to swallow their whistles.
Yeah.
Being underneath the basket like that's not helpful in that situation.
34 seconds to play. We are tied at 43. Moline with the basketball on their end of the floor. They'll inbound from the right baseline. Sure, they'll try to look for Pittington in the paint out of the timeout. Now, what are we doing? Now they reset after coming out of the timeout. Now they're confused as to what to do coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, it's like they don't know what play they're supposed to run. So
Taylor to inbound from the left baseline. It comes to Trice on the right wing. Kicks out to Hazen. Now it's Pittington out high. Now Hazen with it on the right side. 27 seconds to play. They're going to work for one now.
That's why I was going to just say ask. I mean, it looks like it with how wide they're playing. Everybody's up top
and you can't,
outside the three-point arc.
Yeah, you can't fall asleep and let them go back door on you, though. That may be what they're looking for. 14, now 13.
No, they're playing for one here.
Hazen with 11. Now it's Taylor with 10. Now
the ball's
Hazen
going to Trice. They want Trice to take the shot, I think.
8 seconds to play. Now
good job by Riley taking
Hazen
Trice away.
Gets it to Pittington, drives baseline, and timeout call by Tracy Santamore. Just 1.6 seconds to play. They just, good defense by the Streaks. They couldn't get what they wanted.
Well, they wanted to go to Trice, it looked like. At the top of the key, they were really trying to key in on her, and Riley overplayed the passing lane, so they couldn't get her the ball easily. And then finally, Trice tried to go back door, but a nice job by Riley to break with her, so it was not open at all. And I'm failing to remember the girl's name that was at the top of the key with the ball, but she did not want the ball. Hazen,
yeah
she did not want the ball in her hand.
That's the freshman in her, and you got Pittington got the ball in a bad spot. She's outside the three-point arc. She's a post player, so she got it. She knew she had to go to the basket, and that's when the timeout was called. So Coach Massey, he started to do this at United Township on a last-second play like this and ended up not doing it, but he's putting Abby Davidson into the lineup. She's 5'11 and jumps really well, so she's going to be in there to try to prevent an alley-oop. An easy one in the paint.
Yeah, and that just a good defensive set by the Streaks. And Coach Santamore, I think, was just trying to get a clear out for Trice, get everybody out of the lane, let Trice go to work. But unfortunately for her, she couldn't get the ball to Trice.
Well, I'm still not sure what happened coming out of their timeout. You assume they threw up an inbound play out of the timeout down on the baseline, and none of them knew what they were doing. They switched and switched who was going to inbound. So Deja Range, Abby Davidson, Chloe McCarthy, Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson.
He's putting Abby
on the
ball.
Abby playing the ball. Okay, on the inbound. Okay, that's right, because they're on the sideline. So Abby playing up on the ball.
This is going to be tough
and
for Taylor.
Taylor inbounding at about 5'3". And it comes. It gets knocked away. Taylor gets it. And we're going to our second overtime period. Good job by Abby Davidson on the defense. She did what she needed to do. Taylor had trouble getting it in. And we're going to overtime number two. Tied at 43. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's all the excitement of their Midnight Gladness sale without staying up till midnight. Brighter Life Bookshop is calling it their few hours before Midnight Gladness sale, and it starts at 5 tomorrow night, where almost everything in the store starts off at 10% off, and the savings get better and better as the night goes on, until the final hour from 8 to 9, where almost every item in the store will be 40% off, from Vera Bradley purses and Ginger Snaps jewelry to books, Bibles, and more. Shop the few hours before Midnight Gladness sale tomorrow night from 5 to 9 at Brighter Life Bookshop, Kellogg and Simmons, downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Another 4 minutes on the clock at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We were tied at 43 heading into the second overtime. We were just discussing off the air whether the last time we've seen a double overtime. I don't know if we've had one when we've been doing the girls' games together. I don't recall. I don't even in girls' games, period. I know I had a boys' game streaks back in the early 90s. I think it was against Morton that went six or seven overtimes. So we'll jump it up again. Deja Range and Sierra McNamee. The streaks have...
You're being corrected. It was seven overtimes.
Was it seven? Okay, seven overtimes. Thank you. That's right. Thank you, Rob Strack, for that. So Moline wins the tip this time, and this is Trice, right baseline, penetrates, get a nice hesitation, laid it up, but missed it. And the rebound is going to go off the streak slash, yeah. I think. Yeah.
And yeah. Chloe didn't realize it. And
I wasn't sure if she didn't realize or was trying to sell it as if maybe that they'd call it the other way if she pulled her hands back.
Well, the good thing is that looked like the reason Trice missed that was tired legs.
Yeah. She's got it on the right wing, working against Andrea Sampson. Tied at 43, second overtime underway, and her pass knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. Riley Jenkins comes up with it for the Streaks. We're in our second overtime here. Riley Jenkins, left baseline, stops, dumps it off to Chloe McCarthy, left side, lays it up and in. So the Streaks get on the board first here in the second overtime. Nice job by Riley Jenkins. Went to the baseline, drew the defender, Chloe rolling to the basket, and make it 45-43 Streaks. Piddington out high with it. Bounces for Trice on the right wing. She's going to fire the three. That's way off the mark. Air ball, but McNamee came down with a rebound. Ooh. Missed the shot. Fouled, though, by Deja Range. And Deja helped her. Well, she didn't even jump on that. Deja kind of had a hold of her arm, so she couldn't get an easy shot off. That's four on Deja, so McNamee goes to the free throw line with two shots with 3:11 to play in the second overtime. Streaks leading 45-43. First free throw too strong.
0 for 2 from the stripe now.
45-43 Streaks, 3:11 to play here in the second overtime. Second shot for McNamee is up, and that one is good. Streaks with a one-point lead now. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Tatum fell down. Riley gets it across easily, but Tatum's coming from behind. Gets to Andrea, right baseline, fires a three, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Trice on the weak side.
Didn't look like she had her feet under her.
Trice split the defenders, put up the shot, no good. Piddington has a rebound, knocked away and taken away by Deja Range. Good, strong play by Deja Range. That was key as Piddington got the offensive rebound, and Deja just snatched it away from her. 45-44 Streaks, 2:42 to play, second overtime. Streak for the basketball. Kelsey Leg out between the circles. Dribbles right, gives to Andrea right wing. Andrea penetrates, right elbow, kicks out to Riley between the circles.
Traveled.
Got away with this little extra step there. Now Riley left wing with 2:25 to play. She'll pull it back out to the center circle. Dribbles right. Now
nobody's guarding her.
Nobody's still guarding her. And I'm not sure if Davis was just tired or just kind of lost track of her. I'm not sure what was going on. As you said, nobody's guarding Deja when she's out there, so she can just hang on. Ball got tapped away from Andrea, but she gets it back. Now 2:09 to play. Riley between the circles.
Riley's got recognized because she's going to take Davis off the dribble because Davis isn't even trying on defense
now,
right now.
McNamee comes up and fouls Deja. That's going to be her 17th foul, too, so Deja's going to go to the free throw line.
Third, because for some reason
So Streaks are going to have to make some free throws. Deja has struggled tonight, 0 for 4 from the line, and she'll have a chance of the one and bonus with 2:01 to play.
Be nice to get one here, Deja. Two would be phenomenal, but at least get this first one.
Hazen comes in and replaces Trice. She's sucking air, though. She's tired. So they're not going to be going to her on the offensive end unless she's just going to give her a break during the free throws and then put her right back in. Deja's first shot up and good. She will get the bonus. 46-44 Streaks. 2:01 to play. Double overtime here. Deja Range at the free throw line. Second one up. Bam!
No! Oh, just fell.
So Deja hits two important ones and make it 47-44 Streaks. Piddington gives to Hazen. Now it's Davis out high left side. Davis penetrates left side. Riley Jenkins got a ball on the hand on the ball. Shot was missed. Deja with another rebound. Davis kicks the outlet pass away. Streaks will bring up the length of the court.
10 rebounds now for Deja.
47-44 Streaks lead. 1:45 to play in the ball game. Full court pressure. McNamee up on the ball. Chloe will inbound. And it comes to Andrea.
Oh.
And gets it off to Riley. She's had to turn the other way and was able to run it down. Riley drives, gives to Deja right side, but it's knocked away. Piddington got back and knocked it away. Streaks will have it and inbound from the right baseline.
That was phenomenal hustle by Piddington because she saw that loose ball at the middle of the floor. She went after it, and she had to chase Riley and then still was able to get back into the passing lane and knock that ball away.
Inbound to Riley on the right wing. Now it's Chloe out high. Left side it goes to Andrea Sampson. 1:32 to play in the second overtime. Andrea picks up, triple teamed, and nearly turned it over, but Kelsey Leg able to run it down. Bounces for Riley on the right baseline now. A timeout called by Coach Massey.
Probably a good timeout here.
And this is going to be a full timeout, 1:25 to play. We'll take one more timeout here. Hopefully we won't need another one till the game's over. Hopefully it'll end after this one. Streaks lead 47-44, second overtime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. We're in our second overtime, 1:25 to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroon Streaks for the basketball. And they will have it on the near sideline on their end of the court. Kelsey Legg will inbound. Starter still in for the Streaks. Deja Range, four fouls. Kelsey Legg with four fouls. Kelsey to inbound. McNamee up playing the ball. They're going to have to go in the backcourt probably. And finally gets it in for Deja in the right corner. Back to Kelsey out high on the right side. She'll bring it back out near midcourt.
I'll be honest with you. I think if Deja catches that ball and just goes to the rim, the defense wouldn't know what to do because they literally just stopped playing on her when she turned. Ooh.
Yep, Deja gets bumped from behind. Good job by Deja protecting the ball. She didn't have anywhere else to go with it because nobody was coming close to her, so she just put it away, and they're not going to take it away from her, but Deja's going to go back to the free throw line, and she'll have another one and bonus opportunity here. She just hit two after going 0 for 4 in the first half, so hit the two biggest of the game so far. 47-44 Streaks lead as Taylor comes back in. She'll replace Hazen with 1:10 to play.
See if she can salt this one away with make a couple more.
Make it a two-possession game with one of them. So Deja Range, 5'7", senior at the free throw line. First one is up and perfect.
Wow. You know, she gave us a lot of drama on the last two. That one, she just easy.
She's a pressure player. Second one is up, and that one's perfect as well. So Deja Range, 4 for 4 here in the fourth quarter. 49-44 Streaks lead. 66 seconds to play in the ballgame. Second
question
overtime.
Is she a
and the Maroons turn it over.
There it is.
They threw it away into the back court, and it's an over and back. An unforced error there by the freshman Tatum as she threw it into the backcourt, and the Streaks get it back with 1:02 to play.
Trice coming back in the game. One would think they're going to start fouling now because the Streaks score here. It's a three-possession game.
Well, first off, you got to protect it. They're going to be coming after the ball, hoping they don't get called for the foul. And they've got some quick hands and some athletic players. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. A minute to play. Riley across midcourt left side, working against Trice. Gets bumped, no call. Now gets it off to Chloe McCarthy out high left side with 53 to play. Now Kelsey Legg left wing. Top of the key to Deja. Gives to Riley with 48 seconds to play. Well, they're not fouling yet. Now Riley dribbles in, kicks out to Kelsey left wing, 43 seconds to play. Now a steal by Pittington. She lost it out of bounds. She knocked it away, knocked it into the backcourt, and then stepped out of bounds going after it. So the Streaks get a break and get it back there with 40.3 to play, leading 49-44.
I understand that you have an aggressive defense, but the problem with high school basketball is there's no shot clock. So if you don't get that steal, the Streaks have just been able to salt a bunch of time off this clock.
And finally, a five-second call. Yep. Oh, Coach Massey called timeout.
I don't think it got granted, though.
Yeah. Nope, didn't.
The official down at this end of the floor didn't grant it, and this other official was caught in the time, and the official on the other side of the floor didn't even see it.
So Moline's got it with 40.3 to play. They'll inbound from in front of their own bench as Taylor comes back in and replaces Hazen. Trice will inbound. Streaks with the five-point lead, though, 49-44. Taylor, she's hit the only three for Moline in the ballgame. Tries to have the key. She'll fire the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound, McNamee. Now, she lost a handle on it. Trice got it. Oh, a block. How do you call a blocking foul on that? Andrea dove after the ball on the floor. Trice dove on top of her, and Andrea got called for a foul. How is that a blocking foul when you're on the floor going after the ball?
First of all, I don't think they even worry about what they're calling. I mean, because most of the time we get the weirdest signals on plays.
Some that aren't even actual signals.
Right.
So Trice goes to the free throw line.
This actually probably hurts Moline other than them scoring with their clock stop.
Missed the free throw. Deja with a rebound. 29 to play, now 26. It's Kelsey Legg. Riley Jacobs right of the center circle. Andrea Sampson right wing with 22. Bounces for Riley with 20.
Still not fouling.
I don't know what's going on.
Now they're going to foul.
Now they wrap her up.
16.2 left.
Yeah, and that's one that is one of those that bugs me that should be called an intentional foul because all Trice did was come up and wrap her up, not going for the ball. People say, well, it wasn't flagrant. Well, it doesn't have to be flagrant. There's an intentional, there's a flagrant, two different things.
Right.
She was just doing that to stop the clock and not going after the ball. So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with chance of the one and bonus. And again, why do you wait till 16.2 seconds
right.
to play the foul? First one up and good for Riley.
It's one thing if it's a one possession game, but it was a two possession game, so you need to preserve as much clock as possible. I mean, streaks are fine with it.
50-44 is the streaks lead. Second shot is up and good for Riley Jenkins. Streaks 6-for-6 from the line in the overtime after going 3-for-12 in the first half. Taylor a long three-pointer, no good. Deja with another rebound, 9 seconds to play. Streaks are going to come out with a win. Foul not called, gets it off to Chloe. Chloe gets wrapped up, and now we're going to have
Streaks have possession. So.
Foul call. Or, no, they're calling a foul. I thought it was going to be a jump ball, but it's a foul call.
I don't know where that.
I don't either because they all grabbed. Chloe just held the ball out there
right.
and they all grabbed it. And they called a foul on
Trice.
So Chloe McCarthy's going to go to the free throw line, and this will be a two-shot foul because that's the 10th team foul on Moline here in the second half. Streaks are going to come away with a win, move to 3-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. First free throw up and bounces high, and first miss in overtime. For the Streaks. In fact, that's the first miss since the first free throw of the second half. Chloe hits the second one, though, and make it 52-44. 1 second to play. Trice fires from midcourt. Doesn't even get it off in time. Streaks win it 52-44. The final score in double overtime. Wow. Streaks outscored the Maroons 9-1 in that second overtime period. We will come back and talk about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and of course name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it in double overtime, 52-44. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by office specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
My first inclination was, I hope you have a good realtor that's got your interest in mind.
That's Rick Berry, who helped his sister find her forever home in Galesburg with the help of Bradley Hicks at Century 21, Tucker Swanson Incorporated.
I just hopped in the car with Bradley because I wanted to meet the realtor. It didn't take me long to figure out that Bradley was a super guy and very much interested in seeing her get the most house for the money.
Choose a realtor that will put your needs first. Visit BradleyHix.C21.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
with final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Streaks win it in double overtime, 52-44. The final score, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and United, the right choice for your next project. Talking with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. That was, we were just saying off there, that was a lot of fun.
It was, the way it turned out and stuff. And I thought, was real happy with the girls of, you know, we worked, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, some things to do against their pressure. Obviously, we needed to work more on sideline inbounding than we did. But I thought early what happened was we took advantage of their pressure and we burned them and got some layups.
Yeah, they were so aggressive defensively. You're getting the back doors. And the other thing early on, I know you were worried coming in. They're a very good rebounding team. Early in the game, you guys were somewhat dominant on the boards. I mean, Deja just went nuts and their offensive rebounding and both ends. They caught up. By halftime, they had out-rebounded you. But I thought overall, you guys just did an outstanding job of getting the body on their bigs.
You know, Deja's incredible in terms of with rebounds. She doesn't get just the rebounds that are to her. That there was one time there at the end where that they shot, and Deja was on the far side of the basket here, and she got the rebound on this side just because she ran through the ball, it jumped, and she got it. So she did. And then both her and Riley knocking down the free throws at the end made up for all the free throws we missed at the beginning of the game. If we'd made all our free throws early, you know, we could have been up 15 in the first half.
Yeah, that's what we said at halftime, that I thought you should have been up at least 8 or 10 because we had you like, what, 3 for 12 in the first half from the line. But yeah, then you come out, you miss your first one in the second half, and then you didn't have another miss till I think the front end of Chloe's two there at the end. So that was pretty impressive under pressure that they were able to do that. Tired legs and whatnot going into a second overtime. I thought the good thing was, though, at the pace the game was at, even though there wasn't a ton of points scored, it was still a pretty good pace to that game. They seemed way more tired than your girls did, I thought.
Well, that's nice to hear. I'm not sure if that's true, but it was nice to hear that. I thought, I thought Riley came into this game, and it was obvious to me she was determined that she wasn't going to let the pressure, she was going to punish it. And I thought early she just was fabulous as far as attacking the basket and doing stuff. And then late, you know, I mean, I thought, you know, everybody does so many different things. Andrea hit the big three. You know, we hadn't shot well, hit a big three to get it there. I thought the play of Riley where she drove and brought the help over and dumped it into Chloe was a big help that way. But it was good. And, you know, little things of, you know, Abby Davidson, the freshman, came off the bench and made it so that the ball wasn't a good clean pass inside. And all of that stuff adds up to a win.
Yeah, that actually worked to perfection. I know you would because you had the 5'3 girl inbounding. And yeah, you just wanted to bother her enough. And that's exactly what, you know, had to throw it way over the top and ball got tapped away. And, that was a really great play. So, yeah, I mean, everybody contributed. You know, Kelsey again defensively and even on the offensive and some good drives. Thought, you know, she had one good drive. Was it in the first overtime that we thought she got fouled on going through there, ended up going to the floor, no call. But just seems like everybody just did their part as a total team effort.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, like Chelsea Stevenson came in and got a nice putback basket. That was great. And then Kaylee came in and did good things. And, you know, you look like Lauren didn't play as many minutes, but she couldn't have guarded the post the way she did tonight earlier in the year and stuff. So, yeah, I'm you know, very happy. And you look, you know, you were there at Canton and you're here tonight and you look, it's just we're not even the same, you know, in terms of things. And what we need to do is just figure out a way to end up stay more consistent in what we do.
Well, yeah, and that's the strange thing you're seeing at Canton. It's like, you know, it's not a good matchup for whatever reason. They're not that big, but this team was bigger and more athletic. And it's like, there's no way you match up with them, yet it just worked out well. I thought it was more that they didn't match up with your girls.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we necessarily we played our best game. I thought the first quarter maybe was one of our better quarters, but I thought in terms of kind of a grit and a toughness, I thought we were better than we have been.
Well, that, I guess that's the thing you wonder. Like, when we went into that first overtime, it's like, okay, well, where's the momentum? Do we feel fortunate that we got to overtime and they didn't beat us late because they had a couple opportunities? Or is it, it's like, oh, no, man, we, you know, we had this lead, we gave it away, but they came in, like I said, they showed that toughness, and, hey, we're not going to let this one get away, and especially when it got to the second overtime.
You got too much time to think, Tom.
I didn't,
going into the overtime, it was just, you know, we just were saying, let's keep with it and stuff. Yeah. And so it was, it wasn't pretty, but, fortunately we came out with the win, and very happy and happy for the kids that they've battled. And so this is an important win for us because we got a tough day on Saturday ahead of us.
Yeah, now 3-1 of the Western Big Six. Obviously, that's very important. And then, Saturday, a couple of tough games. We'll play up at Maine South. You'll take on the Hawks first and then Grant later in the day. And, again, you know, we talked about playing those teams. We'll talk more about it Saturday, that you get against girls that are bigger, stronger. They've got their own personal basketball coaches and personal trainers and everything. It's a whole different world.
Oh, it is. And it's the world of athletics today, and it's, you know, that's part of where, you know, try to convince our kids that, that you don't have to be a single sport kid, but you've, in each sport, you've got to, in that sport's off season, you got to figure out how to make yourself better. And that's not just the month of June. It's, you know, what do you do in the fall as far as working on your shot and, you know, all those things, because the people we compete against, that's what they're doing. And hopefully our kids will be a good experience. Maine South has one or two guards that are D1 players. And then with Grant, they've got the 6'2 kid that we'll have our hands full with. So it'll be an interesting day.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Enjoy this one. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks.
Streets Head Coach Evan Massey, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streets win it in double overtime, 52-44. The final score. Will come back, run down our post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
Streaks win it in double overtime. 52-44 is the final score. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with three players in double figures. The sophomore Riley Jenkins led the way with 14 points, 3 baskets, 8 for 10 from the free throw line. In fact, she hit her last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row after missing the first one of the second half. 13 points for Chloe McCarthy, 6 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. Deja Range with 10 points, 3 baskets. She was 4 for 8 from the line. Deja missed her first 4, then went 4 for 4 in the second overtime from the free throw line. 7 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of 2s and a 3. Andrea was 0 for 1 from the line. 4 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket and 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket. Streaks 15 for 26 from the free throw line, just the 1 3-pointer in the game. Nobody in double figures for Moline. It was Amari Davis leading the way, 9 points on 4 baskets and, excuse me, yeah, 4 baskets and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Megan Piddington on 4 baskets, 7 points for Sierra McNamee on 3 baskets, 0 for, or 1 for 3 from the line. Let's see, 7 points for Braylee Trice on three baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Cadence Tatum on two baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Caroline Hazen on a basket, and 3 points for Whitney Taylor on a three-pointer. 4 for 8 from the line, just 1 3 in the ball game. Did I have something wrong? I know I didn't have something right up here on the individuals.
Well, I had Tatum and Davis both with 9 points in addition to Trice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and but you had, who do you have for a three down here? Taylor?
Taylor. She's the one who hit the three from the left side like late in the ball game.
Maybe I gave that to the wrong person because I gave that to Tatum.
Okay, nope, that was Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, so that changes. That would drop Tatum to six.
Okay, so. All right, So three players in double figures for the Streaks. None for Moline, but man, what an athletic team. All right, what do we got for
you're
the
missing 2 points,
too. Oh, I'm missing two.
Because
okay,
you
well.
Only have 42. Right. So that might be where that 9 points for Amari Davis is.
Yep.
So we might have both been wrong.
So what do you have Davis
nine,
for?
Trice with nine.
Oh, Trice with that. Okay, so 2, 4, 6.
I had her for four baskets and a one.
So, okay, so I missed. I only had three baskets for her. Okay, so we'll give her an extra basket.
And they have her for nine on the scoreboard,
okay,
too.
Okay, so there we go. So nine for Braylee Trice on four baskets and 1 for 2 from the free, or 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Or 1 for 2, yeah, because she missed one in the
overtime. So 20 turnovers for Moline. Streaks, unfortunately, turned it over 21 times. There was the 10 turnovers in the second half for Moline, 12 for the Streaks. Streaks were out-rebounded 44-41, including 18-12 on the offensive boards. Moline shot at 19 of 65 from the field, 1 of 18 from downtown. Don't know why they continued to shoot from downtown when there were a lot of air balls, but I guess that's their style of play. Streaks 18 of 48 from the field, 1 of 11 from downtown. As Tom told you, got to the free throw line, just a bunch more. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 12 rebounds for Deja Range, 3 steals. Lauren Livingston, nothing in addition to her 2 points. Chloe McCarthy had 9 rebounds and assists, a steal and a block. Andrea Sampson had 3 rebounds and an assist. Kaylee Miller had 3 rebounds. Chelsea Stevenson had a rebound. Riley Jenkins really filled up the stat sheet. She had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. And Kelsey Legg, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 6 steals. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 6 steals.
All right. Post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win it in double overtime, 52-44. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streak on WGIL.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no! No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care.
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Up next for the Galesburg boys basketball team, the Alleman Pioneers on the road. I'm Brad Binowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibbs, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it in double overtime over the Moline Maroons, 52-44. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Wow. Well, let's see. We can just run down the list of players that did things that were worthy of it tonight. I mean, Chloe McCarthy, 13 points, 9 rebounds. What else does she have to go with that? She had some other assists and blocks and steals and made some key plays. Had a key basket down late on the night. The play that Coach Massey talked about on the pass from Riley Jenkins. Riley Jenkins, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. did a really good job handling the ball overall, handling the pressure. And, again, she's the one that got the streaks to lead early. I mean, she was aggressive going to the basket and made some big plays down the stretch. Andrea Sampson hit a big three at a key spot in the fourth quarter. Streaks weren't shooting the ball well. That was the only three they made in the game, but she made a big one in a prime spot there. Kelsey Legg, again, a nice all-around effort. This young lady, though, this is actually, I'm surprised, first time she's won one this year, and playing against a couple of bigs from Moline that were averaging between the two of them over 22 rebounds a game. And as Coach Massey mentioned, she was all over there. Wasn't just like going straight up for rebounds. She was running them down. She was diving after the ball and did some good things offensively. Now struggled from the free throw line in the first half. Got in the second overtime, hit 4 for 4 from the line down the stretch, and that was a big difference maker in the game.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior, Deja Rain. She gets a double-double, 10 points, 12 rebounds, 3 steals, and the big 4 free throws at the end. A truly a crunch-time player of the game, and she was the one that kind of was able to secure this win for the Shrieks.
So Deja Rain, our Dave's Auto Body crunch-time player of the game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, wow, that was exciting.
Yes.
Our first double overtime game. Like I said, I don't remember the last time I saw one, but it was kind of fun. Made a little later night, but that's all right. It was a fun game here tonight, and the Streaks come out with a win. So now 7-4 on the year. More importantly, they're 3-1 in the Western Big Six Conference, and sitting well, tied with Quincy now.
No.
Oh, no, that's right. Quincy had 2 losses earlier tonight. That's right. So the Streaks are all by themselves in second place.
Rock Island beat Alleman 58-30. UT with a 74-64 loss to Quincy, so that was had to have been quite the scoring matchup down in Quincy. So the way the conference breaks down right now, Rocky 4-0, Galesburg 3-1, Moline and Quincy both 2-2, Allman's 1-3, and UT 0-4.
All right. Well, the Streaks win it here tonight. Galesburg got boys tomorrow night. They're up at Alleman to take on the Pioneers. Brad Bennett, Steve Cheeseman have that. We'll have 2 games from Maine South on Saturday. And I didn't realize Coach was talking about Maine South has a couple of Division I guards. Grant has a 6'2 player. So we'll have our hands full up there. But that's why we go play those to help improve and help us down the stretch of the season. So, Eric, you'll be off on Saturday. You got other commitments, and Tyler Gum's actually going to be along with me for the games up at Maine South. But we'll be back together for the holiday tournament down at Mattoon. I got to remember. I always say Mattoon. It's what we told it was officially Mattoon.
Mattoon. Yeah, I think so.
By somebody whose uncle won the naming rights in a card game.
Right. yep.
All right. So, good game tonight. Streaks won it in double overtime, 52-44. Was the final score. Deja Range, our Dave's Automated Crunch Time Player of the Game. Thanks to Will Stevenson, Sean McCutcheon for getting us on the air tonight and keeping us going here. For Eric Gibson, Tom Arida saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.